Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are broadcasting live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, we will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. We got Lamar Mitchell, BetMGM's director of trading, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, the NFL Pigskin Pickoff Christmas Edition. All right, Rob, interesting. Let's turn to the NBA. And the Nets, Rob, on fire. All right, we both picked them to come out of the Eastern Conference and reach the finals. They've won 7 straight. Just absolutely put a blitzkrieg on the Warriors last night. They've
Which
won
was good,
13
Chris.
Of 16 since Kyrie's been back. And they're, Rob, 18-7. Under Jacques Vaughn, that would be the best record in the NBA, like winning percentage.
Right.
That's number one in the league if he was coaching the whole year.
Let me tell you. And the other one, Chris, you just talked about last night with the Warriors, sometimes they play down to the competition. They're like, no.
Yep.
Like, we're kicking your butt, and they didn't let up on them, and it was like, oh, here we go, and you got to put Durant back in or whatever. Like, that was a good sign. Like, that they're down, beat them up, and let them know. They scored 91 points in the first half. And we said it before. We thought that Steve Nash should have been fired. Remember people, oh, well, you know, like, I was like, no, I think Durant's right about Nash. I really did. I didn't think he was wrong. Chris, he should have been fired when they got swept by Boston. And yeah, they brought him back. And the owner was, oh, you know, we're not buying into that. We're not doing that. I'm giving my coach whatever. They got off to a 2-6 start, and then all of a sudden that support for the coach went out the window.
Yep. And smartly. They
had to.
I'm going to give the Nets organization some credit. Rob, they've made a lot of mistakes, right? But we talked about this after Kyrie had the press conference. He didn't have it, but he was in the press conference after the series with Boston. They got swept, and he's talking about, I got to sit down, me and KD and Sean Marks, and, you know, like he was the GM or something. And obviously they made some missteps with the whole, you know, situation with the documentary that Kyrie posted and all that. But just basketball rise, Rob, in taking control of their franchise. You know, when we said it, we said, look, you got to stand up to Kyrie. You can't give him a full max contract, multi-years, with the situations he's, you know, been in.
And they didn't do it.
Anti-vax on, and they didn't do it. They stood their ground. People didn't think he would play there for a year. He talked about, and others talked about him going to the Lakers.
Yep.
They stood their ground, and they got him. And it looks like, Rob, you know, if Kyrie continues just to focus on basketball, that he may end up, you know, getting a contract, at least some type of contract, where he plays in Brooklyn again in next season and going forward.
Well, depending on how this season turns out, you're absolutely right, Chris. Like, you know, Ben Simmons looks like a player again. He's getting back, Chris. The dunk, the alley-oop he had yesterday? He just looks like more of a player as time goes on.
No, he's playing better, and he was really playing well about a month ago, and then he got hurt again. Right. But, yeah, I think he's going to be obviously good for him. And then, Rob, like we said, they got rid of Steve Nash. Steve Nash obviously was friends with Marks, and you know what I mean? Like, they loved him as a person. He's a legend in the game. But they still did what was the right thing to do basketball-wise. And so give them a little bit of credit. You know, they get a lot of criticism, as they should.
Yep, because most of it is self-inflicted.
They did a few of these things right. Yep, absolutely. So Kevin Durant, Rob, was talking with Vince Goodwill, friend of the show, your former nephew. If you're wondering how in the world he's former nephew, we'll explain that next time we have Vinny on.
That's right.
But
I was married to his cousin. That's okay.
Rob G., tell us about the article Vinny wrote on KD, and we're going
to
discuss.
Well, it's a great article. If you got time, go to Yahoo, sports.yahoo.com. Go read it. It's fantastic. Vinny always delivers. But the general theme of the article is that, to your point, Brooklyn Nets are one of the hottest teams in the NBA, and they're getting a fraction of the coverage that they got when they were one of the worst teams in the NBA in the whole Kyrie situation. So a few quotes that really stood out, Kevin Durant saying, quote, people don't give Kai and I the respect we deserve, basically what he's saying. But here's the exact quote. We have to jump through hula hoops in fire for people to notice us. Then he goes on and says, we don't get the same grace as other teams who have to deal with issues. Same thing talking about the guys being out. But here's the one that everyone's talking about and explaining why they're not getting the same kind of love you'd expect from the hottest team in basketball. KD, quote, people don't like us. No, they don't like me. They don't like us as a group.
I think he's spot on. Mm. I think there is an anti-Nets thing that they never wanted them to, you know, and it's a combination with KD, and, you know, he's always pushing back on stuff, and then Kyrie with his antics, and then Ben Simmons was persona non grata, right? And people soured on him, Chris. It's a collection of bad guys from the standpoint of public opinion. Not, I don't mean bad guys as in bad people. Public opinion. They should embrace it. They should just embrace it. Like, it's okay to be that. You know, they wear black uniforms. You know what I mean? The Pistons weren't liked either in the NBA, and they made a name for themselves. I would embrace it, but I agree. They are not liked, and people are hoping that this doesn't work, and Kyrie and KD don't ultimately get what they came to Brooklyn for. I believe that.
Well, look, I think, and you alluded to this, Rob, but I'm just going to say it clearly, most of this stuff is self-inflicted.
Yep.
That's the thing. Like, Ben Simmons, I hate to put it this way, he was afraid to play for about a year. I mean, and people didn't like, I get some mental issues and all that, but you want your athletes to go out there and play. You're still getting the money.
Not go to a birthday party.
Go out
party.
There and play.
Oh,
right.
Sorry.
But that's one of them.
Right.
Kyrie, with the anti-vax. Now, that's his choice. But I got family members who didn't.
But Chris, it derailed their season. Right. That's
from
what
a basketball.
Right.
Standpoint.
It derailed their season. That's when they had
a lot
Harden.
Of other players that were anti-vax.
They got
Andrew
it.
Wiggins.
Right.
He did it, and he ends up winning a championship. His whole career has changed. Right.
Yeah.
He's more respected because of what he did on the court, but still. So there's that, and not to mention Rob, just the other things with Kyrie. You know, we forget about the other things, like just taking time off, taking a week off here, 2 weeks there, because of the vaccination situation. And then obviously what happened earlier this year, as I said, with the documentary. KD, it was a long time ago, but still, the burner account.
Yeah.
You know, going to a super team, Rob. And I see, because LeBron did do the same thing. As you said, LeBron created MySpace.
Right.
KD created Facebook. This, what helped LeBron, Rob, was that they lost the first year. Even though it was like, y'all got no business losing. All right, with all due respect to Dallas, Miami was the better team. LeBron just melted down. But the fact that they lost, Rob, that made the next two championships, or even just the next one and then the one after that, feel like it was hard.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
people celebrated, right? They didn't feel like, oh, he just bought, you know, it's easy. He just bought a championship. KD obviously went to Golden State, and they not only won it, they ran through the league. They won in what? Was it a sweep or 4-1
no,
that
it,
first
was
year?
Was it a sweep? There was sweep the one first of, year, and what, then the next
yeah,
year was 4-1.
Yeah. So it looked too easy.
No,
so
it was
I
the other way. Yeah, yeah, Chris, you got it.
People didn't, you know, they like, there's more of a distaste in people's mouths for KD's rings in Golden State than LeBron's in Miami. For that reason, they feel like, well, LeBron had to work for his because he lost the first one. So I think there's some of that.
Even though Miami had already won without LeBron, you know, like people
right.
don't.
I mean, that was 5 years earlier.
Right, but still, it was like, you know.
They had Shaq. I mean, it was a different
right, but
squad.
Dwayne,
you know,
but I'm just saying, but Dwayne Wade had won. It's not right. like he hadn't won and never won anything.
Right. And Golden State had won, obviously, without KD. But here's where I disagree with you, though, Rob. I don't think you embrace it unless that's who you are. Because remember, LeBron tried to embrace it. When he went to Miami, he tried to embrace the bad boy image, the villain. Oh, okay, y'all hate me. I'm going to wear the black hat. And it just wasn't him. And he said that afterwards, like, that wasn't him. And that contributed, at least played some role in why he struggled in those finals. So I just think they got to play through, do what they're doing. And I don't think, though, I think hate is a tad strong. I do think, Rob, there are some basketball fans who are pulling for KD. I don't mean, obviously, everybody's got some people pulling for him. But I mean, like, outside of Brooklyn, just plain old basketball fans, plain old hoop heads who are like, yo, KD is just nice. He deserves his own ring. Like, and he does get respect for the rings he won in Golden State. He was great in the finals. However, there is kind of a yeah, but. And I do think some people, heck, I would like to see him. Even though I didn't pick them to win it this year. Some people who would like to see him get his own, like a ring without Golden State. And I think a lot of people are pulling against him. But I do think there are a lot of people out there pulling for him as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that they like that it has been a disaster because when they first got together, you know, it looked like this could be, you know, something where they could run off some championships. And I think that people have, you know, enjoyed it to this point, but we'll see. I'm with you. I think the pure basketball fan just like KD's ball, he's averaging 30 points a game. He's had a great year. And yeah, those people who like basketball will like KD.
Yeah, I just think like, again, a lot of it's self-inflicted with Kyrie and, you know, even like it rubbed people the wrong way. And rightly so when he's like, we don't need a coach, right? You know, we just go out there and do what we want to. Like that rubbed people the wrong way, the hiatuses. And so, yeah, I mean, they've even with Durant, like I just want to hoop. Like it just seems immature when you can't. People are going to talk about, you know, everything surrounding your team. That's just, you know, all of that drama, all of that talk, that also creates revenue for you. That makes the game more popular. The storylines. You know, I think people, that may bother some people that he can't understand that, you know. So, but yeah, it's interesting, Rob. But look, the Nets are rolling, and we'll see if they can keep this up and really, you know, do some damage this year. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you think that people really dislike the Nets? Like, they're the villains. Are they the most hated teams, or certainly one of them, in the NBA? What? How do you feel about the Nets and about Kyrie, KD, and Ben Simmons in particular? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, we want to welcome you to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate. It's presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It is the most versatile grill that you will ever own. Trust the brother, and it's backed by a lifetime warranty. So roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Again, you get a lifetime warranty and free home delivery. biggreenegg.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Are the Nets as hated as KD says?
All right, let's kick it off. Is that Alicia? Aisha in D.C.
Hey, Rob.
How are you? Merry Christmas.
I am good. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hey, Chris. Listen.
How you doing?
KD, I'm good. KD, they're not hated. Like, we love them on the East Coast, you know? So I just think that most people don't like the Nets because of KD, because he joined a championship team and won that championship. Other than that, what else is there to be mad at him about?
Right.
He's one of the best players we've ever seen. So I think he's being a bit overzealous where everybody hates him. They might hate him as a unit, but most people want to see him win.
All right.
It is interesting, Rob, that he's going this route. Because he said this, a few weeks ago. He said
right.
The same thing.
Everybody Aisha,
it, so.
Are you from New York or from D.C.?
I was born and raised in D.C.
Okay.
Prince George's County, where KD's from?
No. Okay. D.C. I didn't say Prince George's County.
Yes, D.C.
I was born and raised in D.C. Nah, I'm not from D.C.
Right. You ain't got to snap at a brother.
No, I love it. She's proud to be born in the district, you know?
All right.
You know, that's like one of those things. I love it. All right. Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for the support. MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
Happy Kwanzaa to you brothers, man.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa, all right, brother.
All right. I got a quick little statement, hopefully. Yes, KD feels how he feels. He takes the hit for his talents, being requested in Golden State. Yet the same media and fans don't point out how Deion Primetime Sanders going from San Francisco to Dallas or the Yankees' evil empire and their free agents and acquisitions. So let's talk turkey. LeBron averaged 17.8 points per game in his first finals in Miami, the largest drop-off in points in the regular season. In the NBA Finals, down 8.9 and 26.7 in the NBA history. KD averaged 35.2 on 55.6% from the field.
MJ, what are you saying? We get all that.
What's
your point?
And what I'm saying is, and like you often say, that he won a championship. Say the state won the championship before he got there. Let me say this.
They did. That's just stating the fact. So what are you saying?
KD did it better, and he did it back-to-back. Not even Steph Curry did that without him. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That doesn't even make sense. Because KD hadn't won a championship without Steph. And LeBron did it back-to-back, too. So, all right, next caller.
All right, we're good.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our man Lamar Mitchell coming up with the pigskin pickoff as he gets us ready for that and for this weekend. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the Odd Couple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM. That's every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff. You tune in to Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, as we take you live all the way to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. It's all presented by BetMGM. And speaking of BetMGM, our man, the BetMGM director of trading, where in the world is his music? Give me a beat. That's right. That's more like it. Our man, Lamar Mitchell, can't introduce him without his theme music. He runs Vegas. Rob just witnessed it a couple of weeks ago. So we're happy to have him here to get us ready.
No doubt.
For this weekend's NFL action. Our man, Lamar Mitchell. What up, brother?
What up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you? You ready for the ready for Christmas?
I'll be out shopping as soon as we finish tonight.
All right.
All right, well, let's get right to it, my man, so you can get to the stores. Looking at this board and the over-under I see for the Saints versus the Browns is currently at 32.5 because the weather, you know, supposed to be horrible this weekend. And I've read that 32.5 numbers is one of the lowest totals that we've seen in the NFL in years. How much action are you seeing on the total in this game?
You know, it's that number is extremely low, and believe it or not, it's even as far as tickets on the over and the under. Fans don't really want to touch this total too much. The public's not on it. The sharps aren't on it. The sharps are on the Saints plus the 3, and we did take a large six-figure bet on the Browns minus the 2.5.
Wow. I might take that under there. Was it 32.5? That is a small number.
32.5, that's low. That is low.
That is very low.
You don't know which Saints you're going to get. And obviously, Deshaun Watson and that offense hasn't performed like they were performing earlier in this year. So, but like I say, even number on the tickets on that total.
No doubt. All right, Baltimore Ravens have been struggling offensively, of course, without Lamar Jackson. And yet they're still holding strong to a 6.5-point favorite against Atlanta. I know the Falcons are horrible. Are the bettors still believing in Baltimore? Is this more them being down on the Falcons? Because I'm down on the Falcons.
You know, the Sharps did take the early money at 7 twice, and they laid it at 7 as well, too. So, but as far as tickets count on this, it looks like it's even Steven all the way here. I know that's an old term, even Steven, but yeah, definitely even money as far as ticket count. So we're not sure what's going to happen here. But like I say, the Sharps are playing both sides of this number.
All right, Lamar, the Titans opened up as 7-point favorites against the Texans, who've been playing guys tough lately. We'll give them that credit. But the news that Ryan Tannehill would be out, that number now has dropped. Tennessee minus 3.5, which makes sense. The Texans, they, as I said, they've been feisty these last 2 weeks. And with Malik Willis, who looked really bad in the two games he started earlier this season, you know, they might have a chance, Texans, with the upset. So where are the sharps in this game?
Sharps did this. They, you know, the sharps always are one step ahead of us. They're like that criminal that we're trying to catch. We have to catch them before, you know, once they make a screw up here. But seriously, they got it early at 6.5, and they're still chomping on this, and that's why the number is as low as it is. Ticket count is coming in on the Texans because, as you said, Malik Willis hasn't really proven that he's as good as Ryan Tannehill at this point in his young career.
You know what fans said when they announced that Malik Willis was going to be the starter?
What?
What you talking about, Willis? Oh, I'm sorry.
Lamar, don't forget.
That's a good one.
Thank you, Lamar.
I knew it was coming.
You knew it was coming.
That's the 57th time I've heard that this year.
All right, but it fit. All right, let's go to Cincinnati. It's currently going off at 3-point road favorites in New England. Patriots coming off that ugly loss to the Raiders when they did the dipsy doodle and all that. The Bengals are one of the hottest teams in football. I have to imagine the sharps are all over Cincinnati in this spot. They got to be piling up the money, no?
Not so fast, my friend. Sharps are all on the Patriots. They've hammered this number several times at +333.5. So the sharps are all on the Patriots, believe it or not. Ticket count, though, Joe Public is all over the Bengals at 4-1 in this situation. So this would be Joes versus Pros this weekend. We'll definitely see who comes out on top.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, the game of the week, obviously, Eagles against the Cowboys. Jalen Hurts already ruled out, so Gardner Minshew will get the start. And Dallas currently just 4-point favorites at home, even with Minshew under center for the Eagles. So what kind of action have you seen in this game since Hurts was ruled out? And are the sharps believers in Minshew? He looked pretty good in Jacksonville a few years ago.
Absolutely. The sharps are definitely believers in Minshew because the original number was 6. They bet it at 6. They bet it at 5.5. They bet it at 5. They laid the 4.5 today, but the public, the Joes and the pros are on the Eagles plus these points here. And, you know, the Cowboys defense hasn't been playing very well as of late, giving up a lot of points. And the offense with Dak Prescott has been, you know, turning the ball over, putting the defense in a bad spot. So Joes and pros are definitely on the Eagles this weekend.
All right, and I'm looking on the board. I've seen almost no movement at all the last few days, Chiefs and Seahawks. Kansas City is currently sitting at 10-point home favorites, and the over-under at 49. Are those numbers holding because you're seeing good action on both sides?
We did have it open up earlier. We had the sharps betted at 9.5 several times. They hit that number 9.5. Still sitting at 10. The total, the sharps have been on that total over the 48.5 and under the 49. So good two-way action right there. Public is on Seahawks plus those juicy points. This is a ride-or-die time for the Seahawks because they can't afford to fall back any further in that wild card race.
Lamar, great having you on, my man. We want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas.
No doubt.
Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year, my man. Have a great holiday season.
Absolutely. You fellas, too. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad. You have a great New Year's and safe holidays.
No doubt.
All right, brother. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got the NFL Pigskin Pickoff coming up next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
All right. It is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And, fellas, you know what I'm telling you. I'm always telling you the same story. And at some point, you got to follow my lead. It's time to stop treating your groin like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me right. A gentle, easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right. Thank you, Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple. We're wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. And, of course, we do that with the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right. It is the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread, given that Chris is off tomorrow and all these games got shifted up from Sunday to Saturday. We decided to hit you with a special Christmas edition of the Pigskin Pickoff.
All right.
Before we look ahead to week 16, we got to look back to week 15. Now, I hope this is accurate because, again, I wasn't here. But according to these records, both Chris and Rob went 2-2-1. Is that sound about right?
Yes. Chris okay. was.
I think we've tied like the last 3 weeks.
But Chris had was off too. He thought he was going to be 4-1, and then
yeah.
And then the Raiders happened and something else, right, Chris?
The Raiders killed me. Yeah, the Chargers. I knew they were going to win, but they won by three. That was the tie.
They didn't cover, so, right?
Yeah. It was a push.
I was thinking, okay, I'm 4-1. Rob's 1-4. I tied him. You know, you had a three game. You have a three game.
And then the rains came.
All right. That's all right. I'm happy to, you know, I want to keep Rob alive.
Yeah, all right.
For
yeah,
a few
okay.
weeks, you know, most this is of it. The season.
All right. Well, on the season, Chris is only two games back of Rob.
He only so picked up one game in the last
we're right
month.
There.
What's the overall records?
Chris 36-30-4. Rob 38-28-4.
Right. Man, I'm good. Yeah. All
I'm
right.
Coming, Rob.
Damn, I'm good.
And I'm going to try as best I can moving forward the rest of the season to not pick games with solid numbers as the total.
Yes.
Because I don't want to pushes. I want win or lose, cut
I mean,
and dry.
We got four ties, you know?
Yeah, I don't want pushes, that. We don't need that.
Yeah, I don't want right. to be a pusher, man. Yeah. Come on, let's
Chris
not do
been doing this for way too long. He would say the word tie.
I know. It's a push.
Yeah. Just like when he tells Lamar, I can hear Lamar rolling his eyes when he says minus 3.5 in that game.
You right. you sound like a soccer fan who got mad during the World Cup because I wouldn't say nil.
Nil.
All right.
All right.
Zero.
It was 1-0. It was 1-0. Right.
And now, again,
you got to say nil.
These lines have shifted, as we heard from Lamar, but when we had them, they were as of early Thursday morning. So that's the odds that we're going to be using for our purposes. Game number one. Buffalo Bills, 8.5-point road favorites in chilly Chicago. Chris, who do you like?
What's the word on Fields?
He's supposed to play.
He's supposed to play?
Yep.
All right. I'm going with the Bills. I know they did, Rob, they won last week, of course, but didn't cover for us. But 8.5, I think they're going to win by about 10 or 10, at least 10. So I'm going with the Bills.
Yeah, I do too. I got to go with the Bills in this one. I know 8.5 is a lot of points, but I'm going to stick with the Bills. I'm with you.
All right, game number two. No Lamar Jackson in this one. No Marcus Mariota either. It's a battle of the backups. Falcons in Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Ravens 7.5-point home favorites. Rob, who you like?
I just hate the Falcons. I just hate them. Wow. I think they're awful.
Wrong language.
I'm sorry. I do. I dislike the Falcons. anything to do with Atlanta except for Magic City, I'm not with it. But anyway, I'm going to go with the Ravens. -7.5. Sound like a lot of points, but I don't know. The Falcons are so disappointing.
Well, the Ravens haven't been playing very good football lately. I mean, they lost to the Browns, scored 3 points, beat the Steelers, but by 2-16-14, edged the hapless Broncos. Obviously, all this is without Lamar Jackson, but they just haven't been able to put points on the board, without Lamar. And so I'm going with the Falcons. I'm going with the Ravens to win, but I'm going with the Falcons. Give me them in the points.
All right, we have our first split. Game number three here of the Pigskin Pickoff. The Cincinnati Bengals, who are, I believe, the best team against the spread, like, ever. Something like that. Like, they're
ever
ridiculous. Maybe not ever, but they're incredible against the spread.
And why'd you say ever?
Because hyperbole, Chris. I'm trying to sell it. All right. We're putting on a show for America.
Hyperbole. Yes. Go ahead.
3.5-point road favorites in New England against the struggling Patriots.
Struggling.
Chris, what do you like?
I like Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Definitely. I feel good about this one.
Me too. Put the ranch on the Bengals. I'm sorry. The Patriots, 3.5. I know it's like, oh, whatever, on the road. I'm taking the Bengals to win by at least a touchdown, maybe 10.
Game number four, Saquon Barkley and the Giants traveling to Minnesota to take on Dalvin Cook and the Vikings. Vikings, 3.5-point home favorites. Rob Parker.
I'm going with the Vikings. After that huge comeback, Giants on the road, they're going the other way. I know they won last week, but I'm not a Giants guy at all. I'm going to take the Vikings, and it's only 3.5. I love that.
I think the Vikings win. I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants win, but I think if the Vikings win, it's only by 3. So I'm going with the Giants in a loss, but I'm going with the Giants and the points.
Chris is picking all road teams so far.
I know.
He's spicy.
He is spicy.
Lamar and this Mitchell is where, loves
and this.
This is where you go 0-5, and yeah, the season's over. Go ahead.
Lamar's like, keep following Chris Broussard because
we got a new restaurant. We got two of the same picks.
New restaurant at the MGM Grand want to build. Not enough for a tower. That's Rob's thing because Rob bets all the shekels.
Yes.
But Chris can get him a new restaurant, I think.
He could get him at least a new restaurant.
A nightclub,
all right,
maybe.
All right.
Here we go. Game number five, game of the week. No Jalen Hurts. Gardner Minshew is going to tear it up instead. Cowboys 5.5-point home favorites against the Eagles. Rob Parker.
Ask me first.
Okay, Chris, go ahead first.
Eagles!
Wow. All
I got
road
no
teams.
Faith in the Cowboys. Now, they might lose, but I'm taking them with the points. I am going with the Eagles in this one. Yeah, I'm spicy.
All right. I'm extra crispy. I'm taking the Cowboys.
All right.
I just think after
I'm not
that,
only going to tie it up, I'm going to take the lead. By
after
one.
That debacle, they just need to bounce back, and they will, especially without Hurts there.
All right.
That's the pigskin
pickoff. That is the pigskin pickoff, and we got a little time. So, look, guys, I want to wish everybody, not only our crew, but all the listeners out there, the loyal listeners, first-time listeners, whoever you may be, a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Enjoy the time with your family. That's what's most important, man. You don't get these times back. So enjoy the time with your family and your friends. And I just wanted to say that before I go.
And I want to say how thankful I am for the success and health and happiness in my life at this point. I'm going to be turning 59 very shortly. I know, Chris.
Really?
Be quiet. And
I thought you were only 57.
I'll be 59 January 10th. But anyway, I just feel thankful for where we are. And this is a great time to think about other people. Remember, life is about people, not about things. So even if you bought your staff like Jordans or Dunks or whatever,
easy
was Christmas
to say
present,
when you got all the things.
No,
in the
I'm
world.
Just saying what.
A shiny new car.
What? A new car.
Balenciaga on your feet. Gucci slippers.
Whatever, Chris. But you will admit, I'm a people person.
Oh, no, you are definitely a people person.
I don't get caught up in the stuff. Like, everybody likes nice stuff.
I mean, I ain't say all that, but you're a people person.
But I'm a people person. All I'm saying is Merry Christmas. And take time to tell somebody close to you, your family. You know, you get to see your family. Let them know how you feel. Give them a hug. Give them a kiss.
Wow.
Tell them that they mean something to you in life. Seriously. We don't get, Chris, we might all be in the same house and hanging out, but do you really share your feelings and thoughts with people? This is what the holidays are all about. Do it.
Wow, that was beautiful, Rob.
Man. Alex, beautiful. Rob G, you want to say something?
Up.
Yeah, right, Chris, stop.
No, I'm thankful that even though my multi-million dollar hosts don't want to give me $500 for a private jet, that I do well enough where I can still afford Southwest for my flight coming up in March. So I'm thankful.
Where are you going in March?
I'm going to Vegas.
Nice.
It'd be cool if I was on the PJ, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers, right?
So. I can't wait to see you guys during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we'll be there. Chris, you better be there all week.
That's right. We are going to be there. Maybe we'll fly a private jet to the Super Bowl, right, Rob? Maybe
all right, you know, maybe. Alex, where are you?
Guys, it's quite simple. I'm not a sports guy, but I'm still here. So that says you guys are obviously doing something right. And by far, this is not only the funnest show I've worked on. You guys are really authentic. So I appreciate both you guys. And obviously, the Odd Couple listeners, you guys are amazing. Thank you.
Yes.
Alex, I love you and Rob G and Rob P. But Alex, I heard you say that exact same thing. I heard you.
Oh, man. Hey, I'll be here tomorrow, and I'll be here all next week.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.